Parts of Europe and the U.S. are beginning to resume a new version of normal life, even as several states here are seeing their numbers spike. In South America also, the numbers are not good. The rates of reported infections continue to climb every day. Dr. Carissa Etienne of the Pan American Health Organization is warning governments, be careful.
My advice is do not open too fast, or you risk a resurgence of COVID-19 that could erase the advantage gained over the past few months.
As the world's Jorge Valencia reports, the crisis from Argentina to Peru is impacting people's livelihoods as well as their health.
The streets of Peru's capital went silent in March. But by this week, week 11 of economic shutdown, downtown Lima has stirred back to life. A local television reporter is standing on a busy street corner interviewing a woman named Mirri. Mirri says she just wants to work. She wants to sell things on the street, even if it's from 3 to 6 in the morning if she has to. She's wearing a mask with whiskers painted on it and carrying a black duffel bag packed with jackets she's selling. Right now, it's winter in Lima. Mirri says she used to work at a preschool, but she's been out of a job since the pandemic hit. And with three children at home, she's starting to become desperate. And she's not the only one on the street corner. There are dozens of people selling jackets, hats, all sorts of knickknacks. And there must be thousands and thousands of people like Mirri, says the host from the studio of Panamericana Television. Informal workers, people who live on day wages, are risking their health going out into the streets all over South America after weeks of being locked in without an income. Carissa Etienne is the director of the Pan American Health Organization. She says the pandemic is not just one single emergency. It's three.
We need to address those three emergencies at the same time. Health emergency, the social emergency, and the economic emergency.
Peru is number 10 on the list of countries with the highest number of coronavirus cases. The government has given money to small businesses and directly to Peruvians. It's also trying to enforce physical distancing restrictions. But Dr. Edward Malaga, a professor at Universidad Cayetano Heredia in Lima, says it's almost expected that people are going to go out.
You have many low-income households, which you'll be surprised, they have TVs, but they don't have refrigerators. So that forced them to go out every day to the markets to get their food. And that means, of course, overcrowding of markets and pharmacies.
Malaga says the Peruvian government uniformly applied distancing measures in cities and that initially it worked, but he now proposes targeting certain areas.
If you apply different rules to these different places, including the hot zones, you might be able to contain it in a more smart way. I think that's the only choice we have, because if we just open up everything or lock down everything, we'll get the same bad results as we've been getting.
Across the continent, people in Brazil are facing very similar circumstances. Naércio Menezes Filho, an economist at the INSPER Business School in São Paulo, has been studying the economy of the pandemic. He says Brazil has millions of people working in the informal sector.
And they are overrepresented by blacks and women. And due to this social distancing measure, these families, we're talking about millions of families becoming poor.
Menezes Filho says the areas most affected economically have been where the most wealth is concentrated, São Paulo and Rio de Janeiro. He says the Brazilian government has given a check for the equivalent of $150 to about a third of Brazilians. But he says reopening economic activity, as Rio de Janeiro is doing this week, is not a good idea.
We still have the increasing number of cases in São Paulo and Rio in particular. So even if you open up now, you probably have to lock down everyone again in a month or two. And then you have to deal with this uncertainty.
Filho says that one in four people in Brazil could end up unemployed. And this being South America's biggest economy, as long as it continues to struggle, so will the countries around it. For The World, I'm Jorge Valencia.